Good morning. Thank you for calling our shop fiber. My name is Corinthian. How may I assist you?
Hi, Corinthian. Did you say Corinthia?
Corinthian.
Corinthian. How are you? Wow, that's a Greek name, right? From the.
Yes, there it is.
Yes. For like Corinthians, right?
Yes.
Very good. How'd you get that?
My mom.
Your mom was very religious, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But you sound like you have a southern accent. Where are you, down south?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, okay. All right. I have cousins in Greensboro, Georgia. My mother had moved from New York to Gainesville, Georgia.
Okay.
So I know it pretty well. All right. I got a question for you. We got an advertisement in our mailbox for Archtop Fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to know if we sign up for the 2-year contract, it offers the just for the internet alone, it offers speeds at up to 1,000. For the $69.99, how much speed do you get for the $69.99? And is that the lowest price? Do they have anything lower than the $69.99?
Okay, so no, we don't have anything less than the $69.99. And for the 1,000, you get up to 1 gig speed.
Right. So is that what you're getting with the $69.99?
Yes, sir, it is.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's for 2 years?
Yes, sir, it is. Well, basically, even after the 2 years, the plan wouldn't increase from the $69.99. It may go up like $5 or $10, but it wouldn't go up substantially at all.
Okay. Can we sign up? Now, you got to check. It's in our mailbox. I'm assuming you do it in our – we live in Hudson, New York. We live in upstate New York, about 35 miles south of Albany. So
I
do you need our
zip address.
Code? Sure. It's 60 James Street. That's 60 James, J-A-M-E-S, James Street, Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, New York. And the zip code is 12534.
Okay. And you said that zip code was 12534?
That is correct, man. And I'm assuming you must do it because they put it in our mailbox.
Well, actually, we wouldn't start. Well, we just basically getting the advertisement out in your area. We'll have services in your area starting December the 1st.
Okay, of this year?
Yes.
That's fine. That's fine. Sign us up. I'm going to give you our name and phone number and sign us up.
Okay. 1 second. And is this location your home or your business?
It's the home.
And
we're the homeowners.
And you're wanting to sign up for the 1 gig, is that correct?
Yes, I want to sign up for the $69.99 a month.
Okay, and the plan is, in order for it to be $69.99, you have to sign up on ACH payments, and you have to sign up for paperless billing, and it'll make the plan to be $69.99 per month.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, I just have to check with my wife because we're doing this together, so we want to make sure. Yeah, we'll do the paperless billing. So it's $69.99 for 1 gig. And what information do you need?
1 second. I'm getting to the information.
So what part of the South are you in?
Close to Georgia.
Oh, you're close to Georgia. Okay, yeah. Yeah, my cousins are... he lives in what did I say, in Greensboro, Georgia. And my other cousin, you know the weatherman Al Roker?
Uh-huh.
That's my first cousin.
Okay.
And his father's first cousin was Roxy Roker, who played Helen on The Jeffersons, and that's Lenny Kravitz's mom. So Lenny and I are second cousins.
Okay.
Well, you know, you can't pick who your family is. It's just who you're born.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely right about that.
And you know, many times family are the worst to each other.
Okay. Are you wanting to sign up for the phone services as well?
Oh no, we don't have to, right?
No, you don't have to.
We have phone service already. We have a phone service we've been using for 22 years, so we want to keep that.
Okay. And I do have your address. It's 60 James Street in Hudson, New York, and 12534. Do you own or rent this property?
Own.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Through the air, underground, or not sure?
The current utilities. I know the internet that we have now come through the cable over the, you know, like through the electrical, and that comes from the, you know, from the street out onto the house.
Okay. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's the same.
And may I have your first name?
Sure. It's Francis F. R. Now, this is my wife, so she's going to be doing it. So it's Francis F-R-A-N-C-E-S. The middle initial is, I don't think you need the middle initial, but it's Francis F-R-A-N-C-E-S. And the last name is a Bayer. A as in apple, B as in Baker, E as in Edward, A as in apple.
Okay, the first name is F-R-A-N-C-E-S, last name is A-B-E-A.
Correct.
And the email address?
The email address would be greenport8@yahoo.com. So that's Greenport, G-R-E-E-N-P-O-R-T, the number 8@yahoo.com.
And may I have a primary telephone number?
Yes, 646-418-0630.
Okay. And I have that email address is greenport8@yahoo.com. Your primary telephone number is 646-418-0630. And how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account, by phone, email, or text?
You can do it by either, but I would rather you do it. I'm going to give you a secondary number.
Okay, go ahead.
A secondary number is 646-796-8212. If you could call me on that number, you can call on both, but definitely call the 646-796-8212 first, because I'm retired. My wife is retiring in January.
Okay. It says, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors on the phone number you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Oh, there's no problem with that. On either one of the phone numbers, you can call anytime and leave a message or if we answer, you know, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
And you said service would start sometime in December?
December the 1st.
December the 1st. That's great. That works out perfectly.
Okay, and it says, Archtop Fibers offer the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and we're going to sign up for the auto pay and the paperless billing. By signing up for the paperless billing,
I'm going to give you to my wife, okay?
Okay.
She's going to be doing that, so hold on one second. My name is Corinthia.
Okay, hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And we were signing you up for the ACH payment.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you're ready, you can provide me with your routing number.
So the routing number for check, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Okay, I have to look. So okay, take your time. Check. Okay, hold on.
Corinne, just hold on a second, okay?
It's fine. Take your time.
And if we get disconnected any reason, if I hit the button by mistake, can you call back?
Sure. What's your callback number?
The same one I gave you, the 646-418-0630.
I got you.
Okay. My wife just has to get up. We just have to get the check in. We get that, so we get that done. We're happy that you guys are offering something because we had used a different company and they were offering it for more expensive, but we've had them for about 4 years and they don't offer any kind of discount. So when a new company comes in, they usually offer, and they're just transferring from cable to fiber optic themselves. But this will save us $360 a year, which is good. So that's why we're happy that you guys, anytime you have another company come in, it always saves you money. All right, so here's my wife again. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, it's the Bank of Greene County, and the routing number is 221-370467.
Okay, I have that routing number is 221-370467 in your account number.
520-1936-202.
I have your account number is 520-193-6202. And what is the name on the account?
It's my it's under my name, Francis R. Abea.
FRANCESABEA.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you do authorize ACH debit payments. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Come on, system.
And Corinth, I wanted to tell you, make sure you put the R initial in. So make sure you put Francis R, R as in Rosa, R, so it's got to be Francis R. Abea, A-B-E-A.
Okay.
And my wife wants to know, can she go back to sleep because she wants to rest?
Yes, and I would need, I'm going to need it again because I did not put the R in, so give me 1 second. Right.
Oh, okay. She's going to, yes. You need to speak to Francis again?
No, you can give it to me. It doesn't have to be Miss Francis.
Okay. Yeah, so the first name is F-R-A-N-C-E-S, the middle initial is R, and the last name is A as in Apple, B as in Baker, E as in Edward, A as in Apple. So Francis R. Abea.
Okay.
And that's 60 James Street, Hudson, New York, 12534.
Okay, and what was the routing number again?
Francis, what was the routing number here? So that's the 221-370-467. And let me repeat that to make sure I got it right. 221-370-467.
Okay, and the account number?
And the account number is which? The 520-193-6202.
Okay, one moment.
And do you, Corinth, I forgot to ask you, can I talk to you while you do this?
Sure.
The question I wanted to ask is, when you install, it's a free installation, obviously, you don't charge for that, correct?
That is correct.
And you will supply us with the router?
That is correct.
And everything else that goes in?
Mm-hmm.
And the router will be able to, we'll be able to plug at least four things in?
That is correct.
Okay, that's good. We have a couple of internet protocol phones that have to be plugged in, and we also plug in our something else. I think it's the I forget what it is, but in any event, so if, as long as we and the computer goes in, so want to make sure of that. Well, you made us happy. You saved us $360 a year. So tell your people we're happy about that. I didn't lose you, did I?
No. Just making sure everything is correct. Okay, and how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
You put something in our mailbox. I think you put something about 2 weeks ago or a week ago, but I lost the circular. So today I went to the mailbox and just went, and it was there again, so I was happy about that.
Okay. And do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive, like bird wires, septic tanks, anything like that?
No. Well, they're going to do it. They're probably going to run the fiber optic over the, I think they run the fiber optic the same as they do the electrical lines, and the cable lines are, going up in the air. So that will come into the house. So that will be nothing. They'll just have to put it in and then we'll show them where to drill the hole to come right into the living room, into the dining room where we have the, where the internet will be, box will be set up.
Okay. And do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representative?
No, just bring lunch. Oh, and what time will the appointment be?
Hold on, I'm going to get that scheduled and everything for you. One second.
If you can bring a homemade apple pie from Georgia, that would be real good. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Okay, and I'm just going to read you our disclosure. It says, any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating your services. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in using the email provided today. Do you agree to the bounds? Do you agree to be bound by the terms of the service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including this requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, there's no problem with that. And the only question I would have for you for that would be, they're not charging us any kind of fee for the router or anything.
All of that is free. All equipment is free.
And the installation is free.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. And the last question would be, with this one, the internet usually runs through the entire house. So I'm assuming that with the 1,000 megabytes, do they give you a router? Do they give you something else that can go in that will boost the signal in the other parts of the house, or it's a one family house on a single level? So.
Well, you wouldn't need it. We do offer extenders. So once your equipment and all of your equipment is installed, if you need an extender, we do offer extenders.
But it's not free.
One extender, let me make sure, one second.
I think one extender should usually comes with it.
Let me see, let me check.
Because if it does, we want the one extender. So I just wanted to let the guy know when he's coming to definitely bring the one extender as long as it's included. Because that usually bumps up the signal, so you make sure you get it in all the rooms.
I don't
through
think
the walls and everything.
An extender is included, but the extender is $7.99, and that's monthly.
All right, yeah, the guy,
hold on,
he'll
one
have
second.
It in the truck, right?
Let me make sure. Give me one moment. Let me make sure.
If he has it in the truck, just and we're not sure if we want to take that right now, but when he comes, he can tell us if we need it.
Correct. And as far as your installation, what will happen is when it's getting closer to the date of us being in your area to install, someone is going to call you to schedule an appointment.
So the appointment may not be December 1st. It might be sometime after December 1st.
Well, more than likely, we will be in your area December the 1st. So someone is more than likely going to call you around about the last week of November and give you the exact date of when services will be scheduled.
That's fine, man. And thank you, Corinne, for you know, being so personable. I guess that's a Southern thing, right?
Yes. Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. You never get people up here saying sir and ma'am.
Let me see. I'm still checking for your extender. One moment.
And obviously, this works like the others. It will work with the Fire Stick that we could use or the Google Stick. They'll work on the internet service, right? That's
right.
On any internet service. Okay. Have to ask those questions just to be sure.
I don't know where I've seen it.
Well, don't add it onto the bill. What you can do is if you can just put it in the notes.
Well, actually, you will actually get one extender for free. So if you need the extender, then yes, he would have it. And that one would be free. Any additional extenders will be the $7.99.
Oh, okay. So
yes, you do get one for free. Yes.
We'll take it.
Okay.
Definitely put it on so that it's free. We'll take it.
Okay, and I have added that to your order as well. And is there anything else I can help you with today? What was your name? You never gave me your name.
I'm Michael.
Mr. Michael.
Just Michael. Mr. Michael's my dad. He's long gone.
Well, is there anything else I could assist with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much, Corinne. And just you have yourself a good holiday season, and thank you very much. So we'll be waiting for that call. Just mark it down that the number that they're going to call for the, you know, they have my wife's number, but they also have my number, the 646-796-8212. That should be the main number that they should call to set up the appointment.
Okay.
Okay. And
yes,
thank
sir.
You very much, Corinne. We appreciate everything, okay?
Well, thank you so much for being patient with me as well. And I do thank you for calling iStart Fiber. And you have a wonderful day.
Great. Thank you, man.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.